This is CPR News. The Denver Police Department has its next police chief. Ron Thomas grew up in Denver and has worked for the department since 1989. City Council approved his nomination by Mayor Michael Hancock on Monday. Thomas takes over a police force plagued by staff shortages and civil rights lawsuits. He begins his new job amid rising crime in Denver. Nearly 2,500 patients from outside Colorado have come here for an abortion so far this year. That's 1,000 more than last year's out-of-state patients. Dr. Nancy Fong at the Comprehensive Women's Health Center in Denver says there are real consequences to the increase.
There are going to be people who die because they're not able to access this care.
Republican candidate for governor Heidi Ganahl has called for abortion restrictions in Colorado, but her official position may be changing, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Heidi Ganahl's campaign has said that Colorado's recent law supporting abortion rights throughout pregnancy is disgusting and that she'll do everything in her power to put restrictions on abortion. But Ganahl took a softer stance in two recent debates, saying voters, not lawmakers, should decide.
Any changes to abortion law will go to a vote of the people of Colorado. I will not sign it. I will put it back to a vote of the people of Colorado to make sure this issue does not divide us anymore.
Colorado voters have rejected several anti-abortion measures in recent years. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's Wild Animal Sanctuary is now home to a pride of lions evacuated from Ukraine. The nine lions were rescued from a zoo in Odessa after the Russian invasion. The sanctuary's Derek McCormick says the lions aren't out in the open space yet.
They're used to small enclosures where they come from, and so it's kind of a shock to do that, so we have to acclimate them.
The sanctuary is in Keensburg in Weld County. Across Colorado, a sunny day, highs in the 60s along the Front Range, close to 60 in the mountains, Grand Junction in the mid-60s this afternoon. Some temperatures will be a little warmer tomorrow. That's around Denver and in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.